With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. While many kids look forward to spring break and time off school, returning to school is another matter. Data shows self-harm rises among adolescents after school breaks and in the final weeks of school. Adolescent self-harm visits to Wisconsin emergency departments showed a nearly 10% increase in May 2023 compared to the previous month, and a 24% increase in adolescent visits in April 2024 compared to the month prior. Linda Hall is the director of the Office of Children's Mental Health. She says it's often a response to stress or anxiety.
Especially since the pandemic, face-to-face interaction for many people, not just kids, adults also, that face-to-face interactions are kind of stressful for people and make them anxious. So that's part of what's happening.
There are signs adults can look for. They include increased secrecy, emotional withdrawal, and keeping arms and legs covered, even when it's inconvenient to do so.
This is a time to be checking in with your friends, with your children, to see if it's particularly stressful for them. Provide some support, you know, do that careful listening, model healthy coping skills, and be open to be a support if it's necessary.
DHS has self-harm resources for caregivers, including tips for talking to a young person who may be struggling. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. The school district of Rhinelander has scheduled a groundbreaking ceremony for a major construction project. They say the work will be transformative for both Rhinelander High School and the middle school. Voters approved a $26 million facilities referendum last April. Educational spaces in both schools will be enhanced. That includes upgraded technical education and science classrooms at the high school. At the middle school, work includes new and improved art, music, health, special education, and family and consumer science areas. The groundbreaking ceremony will take place Monday, April 7th at 4 p.m. at Rhinelander High School. All community members are welcome to attend. Early voting for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race starts this week, and although the seat is technically nonpartisan, both candidates have clear political alignments and backers that are being heavily scrutinized. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Republican billionaire Elon Musk has poured millions into backing Brad Schimmel in the April Supreme Court race. Musk's company, Tesla, is suing the state for denying its request for dealers' licenses, a case that could reach the high court. University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Michael Wagner says the state's rule about justices making their own decisions about when to recuse themselves from cases makes the election outcome that much more consequential.
It's in a presidential swing state, it's on a swing court, and the cases that are going to come before the court are going to be cases where the donors in the election, most notably Elon Musk, have a clear interest and a clear path they want the winning judge to take.
Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County has been called out for receiving campaign money from Democratic billionaire George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Spending on this race is expected to top the historic $56 million spent on the last state Supreme Court race. Millions have been spent on ads to sway undecided voters. A recent Marquette University poll found many say they still don't know enough about each candidate. Wagner doesn't think they'll have a dramatic impact on the election outcome and predicts party allegiance will drive most voters. But he notes some of the ads egregiously misrepresent the candidates, like a Schimmel campaign ad that featured the wrong Susan Crawford, which speaks to today's contentious political climate.
We live in this environment where it's just easier to take the shortcut that feels good in the moment, even if it's not true, even if it isn't good for the long-term project of living together and governing together as citizens.
The April 1st election is already in the national spotlight, as it will determine the political influence of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Early voting begins March 18th. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The high-stakes race for Wisconsin Supreme Court has gotten most of the attention heading up to the April 1st election, but it's not the only issue voters will decide when early voting begins Tuesday. Also on the ballot is a race for the battleground state's top education official, who will guide policies affecting K-12 schools during President Donald Trump's second term. There is also a measure that would place the state's voter ID law into the state constitution. Both of those contests have sharp partisan divisions, even though the spending and national attention have been far less than those for the race for control of the state's highest court. 2 years after a fire destroyed a Rhinelander restaurant, a date has been set for the business to reopen in a new location. Fire devastated R&T's Dinky Diner on Thayer Street in Rhinelander in March of 2023, and the building had to be torn down. The owners of the Dinky Diner purchased the former Fraser's Kitchen building on Brown Street in downtown Rhinelander and have been working to convert it to be the new Dinky Diner. Their plan now is to open March 24th. The owners said in a Facebook post that they're beyond excited. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is nearing a March deadline to distribute $10 billion in one-time economic relief payments that Congress passed in December. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has promised that the disbursements are coming, but farmers are left anxiously waiting. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports.
The payments passed alongside a second Farm Bill extension. They're meant to bolster farmers' incomes, as support programs through the Farm Bill remain based on 2018 prices, set before the COVID-19 pandemic, inflation, and a trade war impacted the economy. Ben Brown is a senior agriculture research associate at the University of Missouri. He says that some farmers are counting on the financial aid to prepare for this season and next year.
They're trying to make plans, too. They want to make decisions for their operation. They want the most information to be able to make sound business decisions.
Congress also passed $20 billion in disaster relief funds for farmers to be distributed this year. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.